Welcome back. It's me, Christopher, for A Plus English.
And me, Buffy?
Oh, sorry. It's me, Buffy, for A Plus English.
I'll say Christopher.
Yeah.
Okay.
昨天啊，我们讲到查理、布朗和史努比，你还记得他们是在西元几年的时候出现的吗？ That's right. It's 1950. 所以这则连环漫画已经有几年的历史呢？其实我数学不太好，你们还是自己算吧。
Okay, the last time you saw the two of us, we were talking about Charles M. Schulz's comic strip, Peanuts, and a few of the classic characters.
Yes, you say you are a big fan of the comic, right? So, can you name all the characters?
Oh boy, no, I couldn't name all of them, but I could probably name quite a few.
好啦，在开始讲解之前，先来看今天的文章吧，要专心哦。
The Peanuts Gang.
One of the main characters of Peanuts is Charlie Brown. Unlike other comics, Charlie Brown isn't a hero. He's not very confident about himself. He can't even fly a kite or kick a football. Yet, he never gives up.That's just one reason why Peanuts touched the hearts of millions of readers. The Peanuts Gang also became an important part of American culture and history. The movie, A Charlie Brown Christmas, is a must-see during the winter holidays. Although Peanuts ended in 2000,It's still a comic strip everyone loves.
Word power.
Confident. Confident. Tanya feels confident.About her science project. Tanya feels confident about her science project. Kick. Kick. My little brother loves to kick his soccer ball in the park. My little brother loves to kick his soccer ball in the park. Touch. Touch.Steve's speech made me cry because it touched me. Steve's speech made me cry because it touched me. Holiday. Holiday. My classmates and I are really excited about the Christmas holidays. My classmates and I are really excited about the Christmas holidays.
Okay.
Okay.
The article begins, one of the main characters of Peanuts is Charlie Brown.
文章一开始说到漫画的主角之一是 Charlie Brown, 查理布朗。诶，我个人觉得他最大的特色就是他圆圆的头搭配他额头前面那一撮卷卷的小卷发。He's cute.
Now, I'm not sure, are you talking about his hair,
yeah.
right? You think he's cute, but he only has one hair.
Just one?
I don't think,
这里只有一根头发 I think
he's bald except for like one hair.
十岁都秃头，怎么会这样啊？
It's okay, you like bald men.
Yeah.
Okay. Unlike other comics, Charlie Brown isn't a hero.
Oh, unlike 在这里是介系词，表示和什么不同。For example, we can say unlike other students, Tim has pink hair.跟其他学生不同啊，提姆的头发是粉红色的。Okay, back to the article. 所以呢，这句话是说跟其他漫画不一样 ，Charlie Brown 不是 hero, he's not a hero. 为什么会这样说呢 ？Why? 因为现在英雄主义当道啊，像是超人、钢铁人，甚至 The Avengers 复仇者联盟。We have too many superheroes.
I agree.
所以文章才说到 ,unlike other comics, Charlie Brown isn't a hero. Okay, I think enough with the superheroes. Let's get back to the article to Charlie Brown. What does the article say next?
Well, it says he's not very confident about himself.
That doesn't sound good. 到底为什么呢？在做更进一步的说明之前，先来看一下今天的第一个单字 confident. What does it mean, Chris?
Okay, confident is an adjective.
That's right.
It's feeling sure about your own ability to do things.
That's right.
And be successful.
是的 ,confident 是形容词有信心有自信的就是肯定你自己做事的能力。Could you give us an example?
Sure. Tanya feels confident about her science project. Tanya feels confident about her science project.
Tanya 对她的科学专案很有信心。有信心很好但是在 confident 前面加上 over, 变成 overconfident。过于自信可就不好啦。Okay, what does the article say about Charlie Brown next?
Well, it says he can't even fly a kite or kick a football.
Charlie Brown 对自己没自信，甚至不会放风筝 fly a kite 或者是 kick a football 踢球。这或许对我们来说很简单，可是别忘记小茶只是个小朋友 ，okay?So here we see our second word power word today, kick. Chris, it's your turn to kick, teach now.
Okay, well, kick is a verb, and it means to hit something or someone with your foot.
That's right, kick 就是踢。你看它中文呢是足部，所以踢就是要用你的脚。那打呢是提手旁，所以打是用手，不是用脚哦。怎么教起中文来了？好啦好啦，赶快请 Chris 来造句吧。It's a sentence time, Chris.
Alright, here it is. My little brother loves to kick his soccer ball in the park. My little brother loves to kick his soccer ball in the park.
我弟弟喜欢在公园踢足球。Speaking of soccer, what is your favorite sport, Chris?
Okay, do you mean my favorite sport to watch or my favorite sport to play?
Your favorite sport to play, 你最喜欢玩的运动。
In that case, my favorite sport to play as a kid was football, like American football.
Oh, 他喜欢美式橄榄球。
Yeah.
Cool.
How about you?
Let's go back to the article. I don't want to talk about my favorite sport.
Oh, okay.
So let's go back to the article.
All right. Yet, he never gives up.
That's the spirit, Charlie.没错，虽然他不会放风筝，也不会踢球，但是 he never gives up， 他从不放弃。
Right, he never gives up trying to kick the football. Right. Okay, let's continue.
Okay.
That's just one reason why peanuts touch the hearts of millions of readers.
这就是为什么这部漫画 touched the hearts of millions of readers。这边看到今天的第三个单字 touch。Touch 不是摸或碰哦，因为这部漫画没有办法摸或碰到数百万读者的心啊，对吧 ？OK， 先请 Chris 解释 touch 这个字吧。
Right, I know that the comic strip Peanuts touched a lot of fans, but
That's
you know,、
right.
I was thinking about kicking, and I don't believe Charlie Brown ever successfully kicks the football in the comic strips.
所以他从来没有成功踢过那颗球，真的是太可爱了。
Poor Charlie Brown.
That's right.
But let's talk about this word touch.
Sure.
It's a verb, and it means to affect someone's emotions.
That's right. 是的 touch 就是动词表示触动的或者是感动的意思。
All right. Here's an example. Steve's speech made me cry because it touched me. Steve's speech made me cry because it touched me.
Steve's 的演讲让我哭了因为他感动了我。触动到我的心。OK, 这边补充一下 millions of 是代表数百万的很多的意思。Great, let's continue.
Alright, the Peanuts Gang. A gang is a group of young people who spend time together, and they're usually friends. However, gang is most often used negatively, as in like people in gangs commit crimes.
That's right.
But,The Peanuts Gang does not. The Peanuts Gang also became an important part of American culture and history.
哈，没想到除了漫画之外，除了漫画有趣之外呢，它更成为了美国文化和历史的重要一环。 那这里的 gang 是一帮或者是一伙人的意思，可是在这边指的是一群朋友在一起聚在一起做什么事情。那为什么它会有这么重要的地位呢？ Let's continue reading our article.
All right. The movie A Charlie Brown Christmas is a must see during the winter holidays. Buffy, would you like to explain must see? And I can tell everyone about the word holiday.
Sure, why not? Must see 表示必看的事物 like a must see movie.It's a movie that is strongly recommended for everyone to see. We can also use the same must for must read, 必读的意思啦。
So a book that you must read, like it's a very good book, entertaining. All right, I'll explain holiday.
Sure.
A holiday is a day when most people do not go to work or school.
That's right. Holiday 是假日、节日的意思。也就是大家最喜欢的日子，对吧？
Okay, here's an example sentence for holiday. My classmates and I are really excited about the Christmas holiday. My classmates and I are really excited about the Christmas holiday. My favorite holidays are Christmas and Thanksgiving. I like Christmas because I get to give presents, but also get them.And I love Thanksgiving because I get to eat a lot of food. And I love to eat. What about you, Buffy? What are your favorite holidays?
我最喜欢的节日啊 my favorite holidays are Halloween and Christmas. 万圣节跟圣诞节。那我喜欢万圣节是因为 I can wear a costume, 然后还可以 go trick-or-treating.那圣诞节是因为我很喜欢那种温馨的佳节气氛。I like Christmas because of its spirit. It's really heartwarming, 非常的就甘心的感觉。
I agree. People are much nicer at Christmas time.
Yeah, why?
They get in the spirit of the holiday.
That's right.
And everybody wants to give, so they want to be kind.
Oh,
but really,
so nice.
I think they want to be kind, so they get nice presents.
Cool.
But back to the article.Although Peanuts ended in 2000, it's still a comic strip everyone loves.
I feel so sad. How come it ended? 怎么可以结束？好伤心哦。好啦，虽然已经结束了，但是大家永远都爱 Charlie Brown and Snoopy. I think that's all for today's lesson. Let's go to the wrap up.
All right, Buffy, you asked how comePeanuts ended.
对啊，为什么会结束
？And it was because Charles M. Schulz, the animator, the guy that drew the pictures and told the stories, he died.
Oh, 原来是作者已经逝世了，所以这个漫画就决定不再出了。可是我们有很多漫画就是作者过世之后都还是会有人在帮他画啊。
Right, and Charles M. Schulz didn't want anyone at all to do Peanuts after he died.
Really?
Yeah.
原来作者是不希望有人再接着下去继续画了。
So there will never be new comic strips featuring the Peanuts characters, but there can be new movies.
Really? 不能有漫画，可是有电影，这样子好奇怪哦。
Now the only reason they can have new movies is because Charles M. Schulz thought the cartoon and the comic strip were separate. He didn't think of them as one thing.
Oh, okay. 所以作者觉得漫画就是到我这里为止，可是呢，比如说像动画或者电影就可以再继续是没有关系的，因为他觉得就是两件不同的事情。
But there is one rule to the new cartoons. They must be based on his original cartoon strips. They can't come up with a new story. It has to be
How about new characters? No.
Nope.
也不能有新故事，也不能有新的角色。要拍电影的前提就是你一定要照着漫画的故事剧情来演咯。
Right, but if you're interested in learning more about it, you can look online or go to one of the Charlie Brown cafes that are in Asia and other parts of the world. They're pretty cool.
Wow, 同学们想不想知道更多呢？想知道更多就赶快上网搜寻吧。I think it's all for today. Thank you for watching our show. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Who's speaking, please?
Who's speaking, please? Hello, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。昨天我们有学到打电话给对方时，要确认自己有没有拨错电话要怎么说。那么当你自己接到电话的时候，要是不知道对方是谁，要怎么询问对方呢？这时候我们可以说 Who's speaking, please? Who's speaking, please? 意思就是说，请问是哪位呢？动词 speak 本身就是说话的意思，所以 Who's speaking?照字面上直接翻译就是问是谁在说话，当然最后我们加上 please 这个字就显得更有礼貌了，因为我们不确定打电话来的人是谁，有可能是某位叔叔阿姨或长辈，也有可能是老师打电话来做电话拜访，所以语气上客气一点总是比较好的。另外我们在电话中要询问对方是谁，也可以说 Who am I speaking with? Who am I speaking with?也是一种很客气的讲法哦。最后 Jillian 老师要请问各位同学，如果有人到你家来按门铃，你在开门前要询问对方是谁，这时候要怎么表达呢？我们可以说 Who is it? Who is it? 也就是询问对方你是谁的意思咯。因为在你开门之前，你并不知道对方是男生还是女生，所以习惯上我们会用中性的 it 来代替。让我们再复习一次今天的例句。A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见。Bye.
Who's speaking, please?
Who's speaking, please?
Chit chat.
And 甜点要点哪一个 ？An ice cream, cheesecake, or waffle?
哦，好难做决定哦，不知道选什么哎。哦，那我应该说 I don't know what to pick， 还是 I don't know what to choose 呢？
虽然呢 ，choose 和 pick 都有选择和挑选的意思，不过 pick 比较是用在一般容易做出决定的选择哦，像是喝奶昔的时候 ，I always pick strawberry， it's the best。或是呢，我带我小外甥 Ivan 出去玩的时候呢，带他挑玩具的时候都会说 You can only pick one， 只能挑选一个玩具哦。虽然呢，在口语上的确 choose 和 pick 的差异并不是很大，不过若是你要强调某个事情让你难以抉择，或者是你可能要经过一番思考才可以做决定，这时候用 choose 会比较好哦。For example,It always takes me a long time to choose what to wear on a date. 我每次出去约会的时候都会花好久的时间选我到底要穿什么衣服。另外我们常会用 choose between A and B 来强调很难做出二选一的决定，通常是因为两个都是你很想要的哦。比方说我真的很爱吃甜点，若是硬要我选松饼还是 cheesecake，我还真不知道选哪一个。I can't choose between a waffle and a cheesecake. 所以我应该会点 I think I'll have them both.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
虽然 choose 和 pick 都有选的意思，但 choose 是再经过仔细的思考才做选择的哦。For example, it's not easy to choose the baby's name.而 pick 是直接从一群人或东西做挑选。For example, pick the pink one. It looks the prettiest.
The Peanuts Gang.
One of the main characters of Peanuts is Charlie Brown. Unlike other comics, Charlie Brown isn't a hero. He's not very confident about himself.He can't even fly a kite or kick a football. Yet, he never gives up. That's just one reason why Peanuts touched the hearts of millions of readers. The Peanuts game also became an important part of American culture and history. The movie, A Charlie Brown Christmas,is a must-see during the winter holidays. Although Peanuts ended in 2000, it's still a comic strip everyone loves.
Confident. confident. Tanya feels confident about her science project. Tanya feels confident about her science project. Kick. Kick. My little brother loves to kick his soccer ball in the park. My little brother loves to kick his soccer ball in the park. Touch. Touch. Steve's speech made me cry because it touched me. Steve's speech made me cry because it touched me. Holiday. Holiday. My classmates and I are really excited about the Christmas holidays. My classmates and I are really excited about the Christmas holidays.